This is an Extra Life minicast.
Can you tell me who, or do you know who Dean Cain is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, who is he?
He is the real television Superman.
Oh, do you like him in that role?
Yes, I did.
Dang it, I thought I'd get a blank stare like she didn't know who he was. So you think Dean Cain is underrated as an actor?
I think he's underrated as Superman.
Oh. All right, well, this has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, I'm here with somebody who says he claims he's seen Dean Cain pick up a lizard with a piece of grass. Can you expand on that a little?
Well, he just made a lizard catcher out of a weed and like a little lasso and walked up behind a lizard and put it over its head.
Oh, wait a minute. What was Dean Cain doing? Was it a film? Was it TV?
No, it was on TV. They were interviewing or something like that, and he said, check this out, and walked over and picked up a lizard.
Why?
Because he's Dean Cain.
Oh, sweet. That proves it all right there. He's an enigma wrapped in a mystery. Can you ask me one question? No, can I ask you one? Who? Oh, you want to ask me one too? Oh, does it say porn?
Yes.
Do you know who Dean Cain is?
Dean Cain?
Yes.
Like John Dean Cain?
No, like Dean, not...
Oh, the Superman guy?
Yeah.
Is it played Superman?
Yeah, what is your opinion of Dean Cain?
I think he's fine.
Okay, fine, isn't it? You think he's hot?
No. And he's a handsome man.
Okay. All right, do you think he's underrated as an actor?
I think he's just fine where he is. Getting a job, not being the man. Okay. I thought he was a good Superman on that one show, though the show was, you know, kind of lame.
Lois and Clark.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That one.
Do you think Dean Cain is will ever have A-list actor status ever again?
Again?
Why? Yeah, ever at all?
He could. You know, that Ripley's Believe It or Not section was just kind of a speed bump in his career track.
I think he's headed toward porn. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I could see that man doing some fine porn.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Do you know who Dean Cain is?
Yes.
Who is he?
Dean Cain is Superman.
I thought nobody would know this. What do you think of him as an actor?
I think he's hackneyed.
Really?
Yes, although he's good looking, so I can put up with that.
All right, so you're okay with that?
Yes.
Have you seen him in anything other than Lois and Clark?
I think I saw him in a commercial for a TV show coming up.
Yeah, he played Scott Peterson? Oh, he did. He looked just like Scott Peterson? Well, there you go. Who knew he was doing such great work? Have you ever seen Future Sport?
No.
Well, then you haven't lived.
I'm sure I haven't.
Hello, nice to meet you. I'm a good man, looking for the one.
Hi, this is Raghav Suri from the On Air with Raghav Suri podcast. And you're listening to Extra Life Radio with Scott Johnson.
And think about when I make up my mind to hold you, to know you, I'm a lucky man. Well, yes, I am. I'm sick of chicks that smoke and drink and lie around waiting for life. It lives so messy.
Okay, I'm here with crappy B-movie aficionado Jeremy, who has just seen the film Chopping Mall. Do I have it right?
Yep, Chopping Mall.
So Chopping Mall. It's directed by Jim Wynorski.
Written by Jim Wynorski.
Oh, he wrote it too? Oh, and Steve Mitchell, whoever that is. And the tagline for this movie is, where shopping can cost you an arm and a leg. So it sounds positively horrible. First, tell us what you think the most revealing part of the movie is. What is the one thing they really did well? Or when I say good, when I say well, I mean really, it can be the worst thing. But what's the thing that makes the movie stand out?
It sucked, made it suck so bad that it was good.
Yeah. Yes.
They had the robots from Circuit City, or not Circuit City, Short Circuit.
Okay.
That I'm pretty sure they just changed the heads on them, but they still have the tank tracks and everything.
Really? So like the guy, and I'm trying to remember in Short Circuit, not Circuit City.
Not Circuit City.
That was funny. Like CompUSA.
There might be robots there.
The robots in Short Circuit were the ones that had the tracks and the kind of square head, and the main character was one of those robots, right?
There's three of them. There are three robots set to protect a mall. It's the security system.
Ugh.
So teenagers stay after because they all work at the mall. they stay after to have a little party, which ends up just being hanging out in the furniture store and rolling in beds and stuff, which
sweet.
You know, it doesn't make for a bad movie, but
no, especially if you're 16.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so they hang out overnight. Well, the mall gets shocked by lightning.
Okay.
So all the robots now are on the loose.
From the lightning?
From the lightning, yeah. Okay. So they can go out, and they're attacking anybody that's in the mall.
Okay.
And after they kill them, they say, have a nice day.
All right, well, that sounds really lousy. So do you think the new movie, what was that show with the airplanes, the jets? It just came out. Something
Foster?
No, it didn't do very well. Supposedly there's some super smart jet that gets struck by lightning and attacks everybody.
Yeah, Stealth.
Stealth. So yeah. I'm wondering if they stole their idea from Stealth, having a machine be shocked by lightning and then go on a rampage.
This has to be the father of all lightning shocks.
Really?
Movies. Yeah, just because.
What's the year on this bad boy?
1986.
Okay, 1986. I was a junior in high school.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't any lightning prior to this time, so.
You had your that made things lighting. Go crazy.
Now,
so, who is this? This is the main girl?
This is the main girl, and she was a cheerleader in... I've done some research. She was a cheerleader in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, she moved right up the scale. Now, let's see what she's doing now.
She is...
Oh, she's in a few things.
Oh, yeah.
Sam and Mike, Face Down, Midnight Witness, The Servants of Twilight.
Transylvania
Twist. Jaded, Not of This Earth. I love that name. So she's gone on to do some really high-quality, A-level Hollywood work.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she has. Now, the best, her love interest in this, is the nerd. He plays a nerd in this movie.
He plays the character Ferdy Meisel?
Uh-huh,
okay.
Ferdy.
All right. Tony O'Dell. Tell us about him.
Tony O'Dell is actually one of the main characters of... Head of the class, one of the nerds in Head of the Class.
It also appears by looking at his biography, it's the last thing he did.
Chopping Mall, 1986. Head of the Class, 1986.
Between then, he had a stint on Karate Kid 2, and he played Jimmy. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, but he did take the hot redheaded chick from that show to her prom.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, all right.
So, that was good.
So he was in the first Karate Kid as Jimmy as well. I don't know who that is. But
I think some kid that rides his bike. And.
And he was in Poopy's Further Adventures. Oh, The Puppy's Further Adventures. Sorry. But yeah, it looks like he's he was the voice of Scooby and Scrappy-Doo. Anyway.
He was in Circus of the Stars in 1989.
Oh, and he was here recently in October 2003. He was on the George Lopez Show. So good going, Tony O'Dell, born in 1960 in Pasadena, California, currently working as a trash disposal specialist in California.
But, no, now one of the better parts of this movie, this Chopping Mall movie, is one of the custodians there is the same custodian as, or the same guy that it was in Gremlins, that fears that there are gremlins on his tractor.
Warning people that they're coming and all that.
There are gremlins, and he gets killed. Yeah. Well, he gets shocked because these robots have little tasers that can shoot out to shock people if there's, people trying to rob and steal stuff in the mall.
Yeah.
Well, he's mopping up, and of course there's water on the... floor, and so the robots shoot the water, and he gets electrocuted.
That's how he dies. He gets electrocuted.
That's how he dies. But the cool part, supposedly this is at night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look in the background, you can see people walking on the upper level of the mall as if they're shopping.
Really?
So they just closed an area and said, "Okay, hurry, film this spot." And all these feet are walking.
That's
along
awesome. So it's supposed to be deserted.
Yeah.
Yet you see people. That's awesome. That makes
background.
A bad movie better.
So it was good.
Yeah.
Girl gets her head blown up because they have little lasers that they shoot. They all go get guns in the sports.
Outdoors.
Yeah,
kind of
whatever.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Guns.
So that's where they get their guns and their ammo.
And they shoot metal robots, which doesn't do anything.
So how do the robots finally die? I don't think we're giving anything away here.
I don't mind spoiling the ending. They crushed. By tipping stuff over like shelves and stuff. They went and got paint from the paint store.
Yeah.
And they, stuck the rags in them and used those as the
paint store?
Yeah.
In the mall?
Mall at top. Yeah, apparently there's a paint store in the mall.
Okay, never seen a paint
get
store
your,
in a mall.
You know, your shirt, your blouse, your jeans, your shoes, and paint.
And your guns.
And your guns.
Yeah.
And so...
I haven't seen any of that in any mall.
No, I never have either.
I think they made that all up
for
the show.
You know, it was good times. But yeah, they had to use some weapons.
So who survived? Did Allison Parks and Freddie Meisel survive?
In fact, the first one killed... Let's see. It might be Nick Seagal.
Who played Greg Williams? Uh-huh. So Greg took it in the shorts? Greg
Williams, because...
Okay.
And so he died. Yeah, he was dead, and then his girlfriend was dead after that, and then right after that, four other people.
I'll bet his girlfriend was Susie Lynn, played by Barbara Crampton.
I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure either that or Susie Slater.
Yeah. And Dick Miller, which I used to think was actually a profession. Turns out it's a name.
Dick Miller.
What do you want to be when you grow up? I thought I'd be a Dick Miller. What else? Okay, well, it looks like nobody of any note really was in this or of any note that directed it or wrote it or were
active
in it.
Talking about the dude that was in Gremlins.
Oh, that's true. I guess he's famous. And they do have the tagline, where shopping can cost you an arm and a leg. So, if you had to give it, IMDb.com has given it a collective score of 4.3 out of 10, which is actually pretty generous considering the subject. How would you rate it if you had to rate it? We need to come up with a rating system
for you. We should. Based on the special effects that are really bad, the people walking in the background, no paint stores in malls, mannequins' heads, which are supposed to be people's heads blowing up, and stuff like that. I'm going to have to rate it, pretty high on the crappy movie level. So
let's do it in turds. That's going to be our rating system. How many turds would you give it?
The more turds, the better.
The more turds. And you can do half turds, too. So if you say it's out of 10 turds, 10 available turd spots, how many turds would you give it?
There are a lot of good movies, good crappy movies out there. I'm going to have to go 6.5 on this one because there's other ones that are better than
this. Okay, 6.5.
So it's okay. It's good.
Yeah.
And it's good times. And, any time that, the one cheerleader from Fast Time at Ridgemont High is on. Then
yeah. Was there any nudity in the film?
Yeah, there was a little bit, yeah.
Sweet.
So younger viewers...
I mean, stay away from...
Younger viewers, this is not for your...
But if it was just robots killing people and making their heads blow off,
that would be good. Yeah.
Now, it looks like it's available on both DVD and VHS here in the U.S. The Canadians only get it on DVD, and the poor British, with their bad teeth, only get the VHS version. So, check it out on Amazon.com. This has been Jeremy's Review Minute. It's been more than a minute, but we talked about Chopping Mall from 1986, 6.5 turds from Jeremy. What are you watching next? Is there a new movie you're going to see?
I just looked up one. Next week sometime, I believe there's Dead Weekend.
Dead Weekend. That stars Stephen Baldwin, one of the Baldwin brothers.
Yeah, it looks like a good one.
Yeah. So
anything that he's in is good.
Yeah, or crap, which is good. This is what we're looking
for.
Exactly. All right, good. Well, this has been Jeremy's Review Minute, and we'll be back next week with another one.
This has been an Extra Life minicast.